B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psochim Daf Samach Tes. We're going to start three lines from the bottom of Daf Samach Ches Omud Beis. We saw in the Mishnah on Daf Samach He Omud Beis that even though everybody agrees that one's allowed to do Shechita of a Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, even though it's Shabbos, because Pesach is Doicha Shabbos, but the other melachos that you have to do, that you should have and could have been done before Shabbos, then the Tanakama, and we saw it's also the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, that they say you're not allowed to do those melachos on Shabbos. For example, Harakavosa, you have a osi michutz letchum, v'chatichas yoveltoi. However, Rabbi Eliezer says that even those three, they are doicha Shabbos, and he's got kal v'chaymer. His kal v'chaymer was that if shechita, which is a proper melacha, is doicha Shabbos, of course these things which are only osam midrabanon are doicha Shabbos. Rabbi Yeshua responded and said that I can prove to you that even in a situation where a melacha proper is mutter, that doesn't necessarily mean that all of the rabbonons are mutter. For example, Yom Tov, you're allowed to do shechita and other melachas which would otherwise be osar on a Shabbos on Yom Tov or mutter. However, Mishum Shvus, the rabbonons are osar, you're not allowed to bring food for Yom Tov from outside the tchum on Yom Tov. So you see that even though the deraisa is mutter, the drabonons are osa. And what did Rabbi Eliezer respond to Rabbi Yeshua's question? He said that eating on Yom Tov is not a mitzvah. It's only roshus. And that's why the shvus, the isa drabonons, are osa. However, Korban Pesach is a mitzvah and therefore it's mutter. And the Gemara on Daf Samach Ches explained that Rabbi Yeshua himself held that even eating on Yom Tov was a Do'iraisa, was a mitzvah, and therefore it was similar to Pesach, and therefore he did have a good refutation to Rabbi Eliezer. However, Rabbi Eliezer himself held that the eating on Yom Tov is not a mitzvah, and therefore he didn't see Yom Tov as being a refutation to his kal v'chomer. And now the Gemara is going to say, Omer Vashi, Ulamayda ka'omer Rabbi Eliezer nami, Yom Tov Roshus, even according to you, Rabbi Eliezer, that Yom Tov is not a mitzvah to eat on Yom Tov, it's just Roshus. You have permission to eat on Yom Tov, it's not a mitzvah. Nonetheless, Islei Pircha, I can refute your kal v'chomer. You, Rabbi Eliezer, assume that if Shechita is mutter on Shabbos, on Erev Pesach, it must be that the Isurim D'Rabbanon are mutter. We're going to ask a question on that. Umay Yom Tov, let's go back to Yom Tov. According to you, Rabbi Eliezer, eating in Yom Tov is only a reshus. It's not a mitzvah. But on Yom Tov, shehitir boi melocha shel reshus. It's reshus, but melochas were mutter. Shechita was mutter on Yom Tov. Loi hitir shvus she'ima. But the shvus that was also to do with oichel nefesh, for example, bringing food from outside the tchum, on Yom Tov, where on Yom Tov shechita is mutter, nonetheless, the shvus is osir, then Shabbos shelo yitir bo ele melocha shel mitzvah. On Shabbos, which is much more difficult to override Shabbos, and the only melochas which are mutter on Shabbos is only the melocha shel mitzvah, for example, shechting the korban eis tzibur, the korban tomid, the korban musaf. But Shabbos is more difficult to override than Yom Tov. Yom Tov, anyone can do shechita just to eat, a dvar shus. Shabbos, that's also. So Shabbos, which is more difficult to override, of course the shvus is going to be asr, a kal v'chomer from Yom Tov. So answers the Gemara, b'liezer shvus to mitzvah odifle. Rabbi Eliezer is going to answer this question and say that on Yom Tov it's true that it's easier to override Yom Tov than Shabbos, and you're even allowed to do certain melachos which are considered melachos min haTorah. However, since it's not a mitzvah, it's only reshus, we can understand that the Isurim D'Rabbanon remained osar. However, regarding Shabbos, in those cases where one's allowed to be doicha Shabbos, for example, when it's for a mitzvah, including Shechting Korban Pesach, then once it's a mitzvah which overrides Shabbos, then the Drabonons that are contributing to that mitzvah also override Shabbos. Odifle, they are better than the Shvus of Yom Tov, they are stronger, and therefore Rabbi Eliezer says that the Shvus of the Korban Pesach, for example, Hava Osoy, Harkov Osoy, and Chatichas Yaveltoy, they are Doicha Shabbos. Continues the Gemara, Tanya. Omer Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is now bringing another logic for his understanding that even the Shvus which are contributing to Korban Pesach are overriding Shabbos. Omer Rabbi Eliezer, Umali im dochu machshire mitzvah shela achar shchita es ha Shabbos. De is avid le mitzvah. Lo yidchu machshire mitzvah shelifnei shchita es ha Shabbos. He says, you all agree, even the Tanakama, you all agree that after the Korban Pesach has been shechted, you're allowed to do michui krovov, you're allowed to take care of cleaning out the intestines, which is only osur midrabbanon, but you're allowed to do it, even though you've already done the shchitas ha-pesach. So even more so, a type of shvus, which is a condition, that means it's something which, without transgressing those shvus, you will not be able to do a korban pesach. For example, bringing the korban pesach from outside the tchum, carrying it in rishus harabim, or removing the warts, of course you're allowed to. Omar Loi Rabbi Akiva said, no, you haven't got proof. It's true that we agree that michui, that to clean out the intestines, michui krovov is mutter after the shchita, but that's not a reason to say that the shvus before the shchita is mutter. De mali im dochu machshirei mitzvah shela achar shchita es haShabbos, shari dochso shchita es haShabbos. Rabbi Akiva says that once Shabbos has already been overridden by the shchita, you can continue doing the malachas necessary, for example, cleaning out the intestines. But yidchu machshirei mitzvah shelifnei shchita es haShabbos, sheloi dochso shchita es haShabbos. Is that going to be a reason to say that those shvus that you need even before you've overridden Shabbos by doing a shchita, they should also be mutter? No, those things that are before shchita, they do not override Shabbos. Those derabbanons, which are so to speak a continuation of the shchita, are after the shchita. Once shchita has already overridden Shabbos, it's easier to allow you to do those isurim derabbanon for the sake of the korban. Dovar Achir, says the Gemara, another version. Another reason why you should not be able to do those malachis which are only osam midrabbanon before the shechita is, says Rabbi Akiva, is shema yimotzei zevach posel. What's going to be? You're going to bring in this animal from outside the tchum. You're going to carry it in rishus harabim. You're going to remove the wart, and then shema yimotzei zevach posel. And then you're going to shech the korban pesach, and maybe the korban pesach will turn out to be posel. Something will go wrong with the shechita, or it will be determined that the animal is posel. V'nimtzo mechalel es haShabbos l'mafreya, and then retroactively it will turn out that you were mechalel Shabbos by doing those things, and it wasn't even for the sake of a korban pesach because it was posel. So, and that this claim is being refuted now. Ihochi mishchat nami lo yishochit, shemo yimotzi zevach psul, v'nimtzo mechalel es haShabbos l'mafreya. If you, Rabbi Akiva, are right with this logic that you're afraid that maybe the korban pesach will turn out being posel, and then you'll have done a chilul Shabbos, well then how can you do the shchita? Maybe you're going to shech the animal, and everyone says you're allowed to shech the korban pesach. Maybe you're going to shech the korban pesach, and then it will transpire it was posel. You'll have been mechal Shabbos. Eloha, this has been refuted. So the Gemara is now explaining to us what the sequence of events were. That Rabbi Eliezer said his kal v'chomer, and Rabbi Akiva said he refuted this kal v'chomer of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says that if you're allowed to do the isurim derabbanon of after the shechita, of course you can do them before the shechita. Rabbi Akiva said no. He said that the opposite logic is true, that only after Shabbos has been overridden you can continue doing the shvus, the isur derabbanons, but not before. And then the Dover Achir, as if Rabbi Akiva is then giving another logic, which Rabbi Eliezer is refuting. The Gemara says, no, the sequence of events was different. Eloha omar liberesha. First, Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Eliezer that the reason you're not allowed to do the shvus before the shechita is because maybe it will transpire that the shechita was posel. Uporche, and Rabbi Eliezer refuted this claim by saying that if so, you cannot do the shechita either. V'hoda omale, and then Rabbi Akiva said, okay, granted, that claim is not a good claim. I've got another claim. Etc. After Rabbi Akiva's first claim, according to the way the Gemara is explaining now, that the reason not to be allowed to do the shvus before the shchita is, which was because maybe the shchita will be posel, had been refuted, Rabbi Akiva then continued to tell Rabbi Eliezer that his claim, which we saw here in the Braisa, that that Maliyim Dochu Machshir Mitzvah, that Rabbi Eliezer held that it's easier to be Doicha, the Shvus, before the Shechita than after the Shechita, Rabbi Akiva said, no, I disagree with that. It's easier to override Shabbos with a Shvus after Shechita has already overridden Shabbos than before the Shechita, when the Shechita has not yet overridden Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. Heishiv Rabbi Akiva v'Omar Hazor Toichiach v'Chulu. We saw in the Mishnah that Rabbi Akiva responded to Rabbi Eliezer and said that you, Rabbi Eliezer, claim that any shvus, even something which is only also midrabbanon, if it's contributing to be able to do the mitzvah, it overrides Shabbos. So Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Eliezer, but what about hazor? If you have somebody on the seventh day, he's a tomei meis, and on the seventh day, he has to sprinkle from the waters of the Paraduma, the ashes of the Paraduma, onto this person. And then in the night, it'll be kosher, he'll be able to eat the Korban Pesach. And Rabbi Akiva took it for granted that this Hazor, if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do the Hazor on this Erev Yom Tov. And Rabbi Akiva assumed, and we'll soon see why, but Rabbi Akiva knew that Rabbi Eliezer also agrees with this. So Rabbi Akiva said to him, Heishiv Rabbi Akiva v'Omar, I'm reading the Mishnah on Daf Samechei Amud Beis, Hazor Toichiach, Shehi Mishum Mitzvah. This sprinkling onto this Tomei person, of course it's Lishum Mitzvah, it's not Roshus. Without doing this Hazor, without sprinkling on this person, he cannot eat the Korban Pesach. It's only also midrabbanon to sprinkle on the person on a regular Shabbos. Rashi on the Mishnah says because it looks like you're fixing the person. It's, and the Gemara, which we're about to learn, is going to have a bit of a different explanation. And Rabbi Akiva took it for granted that Hazor is not Deicha Shabbos. Af ato al titamo, says Rabbi Akiva, don't wonder al eilu on these three that we're speaking about, which is Harkavtoi, Avaosoi, and even though they are contributing to being able to do the Korban Pesach, and they're only also midrabbanon, lo yitchu es haShabbos. That was Rabbi Akiva's claim to Rabbi Eliezer. What did Rabbi Eliezer answer him? Omar le Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said, "Voleo anidon. Why are you taking it for granted that Hazor in such a situation is not allowed to be done in such a case?" On that alone, I'm putting that in the same bracket as other Isurim Durabonon, which are needed in order to do the Korban Pesach. And I'm saying the same Kal V'Chaim as I said before, says Rabbi Eliezer. Uma im Shechita Shim Shum Melocha Doiches HaShabbos. If doing the Shechita, which is a proper Melocha, overrides Shabbos, Hazor Shim Shum Shvus, sprinkling on this person, which is only an Osam Durabonon, Einu Din She Doiches HaShabbos. Of course, it overrides Shabbos. What did Rabbi Akiva respond? Continues the Mishnah Samach Vav Amud Aleph. Omar le Rabbi Akiva, Oy Chiluf. Rabbi Akiva said something that sounds outrageous, and we're soon going to see in the Gemara what's actually going on here. But Rabbi Akiva, he was trying to arouse Rabbi Eliezer to come to the understanding that Hazor is actually Osir on Shabbos, and we'll see in the Gemara that Rabbi Akiva actually heard this from Rabbi Eliezer himself. And what did Rabbi Akiva try and do to remind Rabbi Eliezer of this halacha that unfortunately he'd forgotten due to illness? So Rabbi Akiva tried to arouse him by saying, Oy chiluf, maybe let's turn it round. Maim hazor shim mishum shvus, eino deiches haShabbos. Maybe in the same way as we take it for granted that you're not allowed to do hazor in such a situation on Shabbos, and even though it's only also midrabbanon, shchita, maybe the shchita itself, shehi mishum melocha, which is a proper melocha, einu din sheloi tidches haShabbos, is that not a good reason to say you're not allowed to even do the shchita? And of course, Rabbi Akiva knew that that we learn from a pasuk that you're allowed to do the shchita of the Korban Pesach on Erev Shabbos, on Erev Yom Tov, on the 14th. But he was trying to arouse Rabbi Eliezer. But Rabbi Eliezer didn't understand the hint. Rabbi Akiva, in respect for Rabbi Eliezer, didn't want to tell him outright, you, Rabbi Eliezer, the one that taught me that Hazor is not done on Shabbos. So Omar le Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer got upset with Rabbi Akiva and said, Akiva, o karto ma shekosuv v'Torah, you've uprooted something which we learn in the Torah, that Shechita is allowed to be done. And that's how the mission, that's the end of this dialogue, more or less. So it says, let's go back to the Gemara on Samach Tes Amud Aleph. Heishiv Rabbi Akiva v'Omar Hazor Toichiach. Says the Braisa, Tanya, Omar Lui Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer responded to Rabbi Akiva when Rabbi Akiva told him that maybe in the same way as Hazar is not allowed to be done on Shabbos, so too Shechita is not allowed to be done on Shabbos. So Rabbi Eliezer responded, Akiva, b'shechita hishavtani, you so to speak slaughtered me, but you said this something that sounded cynical, sounded disregarding, as if you're trying just to blow me away by saying you're not allowed to do even the Shechitas HaPesach on Shabbos, b'shechita tehim misosoi, his death will be via Shechita. And we know that Rabbi Akiva unfortunately went through a terrible death. Omar loy, so Rabbi Akiva responded to Rabbi Eliezer, Rebbe, my Rebbe, al tachpireni b'shas hadin, says don't deny what I'm saying, that Hazar is not allowed to be done on Shabbos, b'shas hadin, whilst we're discussing this topic, kach mekublani mimcha, I received from you, Rebbe Eliezer, you taught me that Hazar shvusi, that Hazar is only also midrabanon on Shabbos, and v'eino doiches haShabbos, and it does not override Shabbos and Erev Pesach. So this halacha that I'm trying to impress on you, that Hazar is Osir, I heard it from you. Asks the Gemara, v'chime'achar duhu agmarei, if indeed Rabbi Akiva heard from Rabbi Eliezer that Hazar does not override Shabbos, my tamer kohodabe, why indeed did Rabbi Eliezer backtrack from that, change his mind in our Mishnah? And in our Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer said clearly that he's learning a kal v'chime from Shechita, that if Shechita is Deicha Shabbos, of course Hazar is Deicha Shabbos. Omar Ula. So Ula explained, Rabbi Eliezer ki agmarei, as Hazar de Truma Agmarei, that Ullah is explaining, and we're soon going to see that there's going to be another explanation in the Gemara, but Ullah is explaining that when Rabbi Eliezer told Rabbi Akiva that Hazar does not override Shabbos, it was not talking about Hazar for the sake of doing a Korban Pesach. Of course, in that case, Rabbi Eliezer would agree that you are allowed to do Hazar. Rabbi Eliezer ki Agmarei, Hazar de Truma Agmarei. It was just that regarding Hazar of Truma is what he taught Rabbi Akiva. And he said to him, the Truma gufa lo dachi Shabbos. The Chachomim didn't even allow you to take Truma on Shabbos, Truma itself. So of course, sprinkling on a Kohen in order that he should be able to eat Truma on Shabbos, of course that does not override Shabbos. And Rabbi Akiva Nami, when Rabbi Akiva tried to refute Rabbi Eliezer by saying that Roshus is mutter, is Osir on Shabbos, not like Rabbi Eliezer said in the Mishnah that you're allowed to even transgress the Isurim Drabonon, ki oisvei Hazar de Truma oisvei. He indeed was asking against Rabbi Eliezer from Hazar de Truma. And he was telling Rabbi Eliezer that you, Rabbi Eliezer, say that the Shvus in the Mishnah are mutter, chatichas yaveltoi, hava osoi, harkov osoi, all that is mutter. And he was asking him from Hazar of Truma, shehi mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to eat truma, v'yimishum shvus, and it's only also midrabanon. And nonetheless, you, Rabbi Eliezer, told me that you're not allowed to do hazar of truma. So why should you be able to do the drabonons here? V'hu sovar, and Rabbi Eliezer thought hazar de pesach k'maisivlei. And Rabbi Eliezer thought that Rabbi Akiva was asking him about sprinkling for the sake of being able to do the Korban Pesach. And that's why Rabbi Eliezer answered him, that sprinkling regarding Korban Pesach, if I'm allowed to do Shechita in order to eat the Korban Pesach, of course I'm allowed to do Hazar for the Korban Pesach. And therefore your refutation, Rabbi Akiva, against me, that Hazar, which is true that Hazar is a mitzvah, Hazar of eating truma, but there's no reason for that mitzvah to override Shabbos. Here I have a mitzvah of Korban Pesach, that the Shechita of the Pesach overrides Shabbos, of course the drabonon that goes with it will also be overridden by Shabbos. That was Ullah's explanation of what's going on here. Masiv Rabbah. And Rabbah now had a question and had a reservation against Ullah's interpretation of this braisa. It says in the braisa like this, Heishiv Rabbi Akiva v'Omar. Rabbi Akiva answered Rabbi Eliezer back, because let's remember, in our Mishnah, all we saw was that Teishiv Rabbi Akiva v'Omar, Rabbi Akiva tried to refute Rabbi Eliezer's claim that Isurim Drabonon are overridden on Shabbos from Hazar to Ichiach, from Hazar, that which is Hazar is a mitzvah and only Drabonon, and nonetheless it does not override Shabbos. How did Ullah explain that? That Hazar to Ichiach, Rabbi Akiva, when he said Hazar to Ichiach, he meant Hazar de Truma to Ichiach. because that's all he heard from Rabbi Eliezer, his Rebbe. Now we're going to see in the Braisa that no, when Rabbi Akiva said Hazor Toichiach, he actually meant Hazor of Pesach, that it does not Toich Shabbos. The Hazor of Tuma, somebody who's Tomei, and he needs this Hazor, this sprinkling, in order to be able to eat the Korban Pesach. Even there, Rabbi Akiva heard from Rabbi Eliezer that it doesn't override Shabbos. And then the question comes back, if indeed Rabbi Eliezer told Rabbi Akiva that even the Hazor regarding Pesach, in order to allow a Tommy person to eat Pesach, does not override Shabbos, why did he change his mind in the Mishnah? Heshev Rabbi Akiva v'Omar, Hazor's Tommy meis toichiach, that the refutation against Rabbi Eliezer, says Rabbi Akiva, is from Hazor of a Tommy meis. Shechol shvi sheloi liyis b'Shabbos ube'erev ha-Pesach. If the seventh day, the day when he needs to be sprinkled in order that for that evening he can eat the Korban Pesach, and the case that it's Shabbos, and Shabbos is Erev Pesach, Shehi Mitzvah. It is a mitzvah because it's the only thing that will allow him to eat the Korban Pesach. V'hi mishum shvus, and it's only also midrabbonon. V'ein edoiches haShabbos, and it does not override Shabbos, says Rabbi Akiva, I heard from you, Rabbi Eliezer. If so, the question comes back. Why is Rabbi Eliezer changing his mind in the Mishnah? Elovadai hazor de Pesach agmari. It must be, if it was so clear to Rabbi Akiva that even Hazor, for the sake of Pesach, not Truma, for the sake of Pesach, also doesn't override Shabbos, and he heard that from Rebbe Eliezer. Otherwise, why would Rebbe Akiva be so sure about that? He heard it from his Rebbe Eliezer. If so, after Rebbe Eliezer taught that to Rebbe Akiva, why did he change his mind and learn the Kal V'Chomer and say that if Shechita overrides Shabbos, so does Hazor override Shabbos? My tama koparich le Rabbi Eliezer, answers the Gemara. Rabbi Eliezer Gemori is akirli. Unfortunately, due to ill health, Rabbi Eliezer had forgotten some of his learning. Va'also Rabbi Akiva le'atkure gomre. And Rabbi Akiva tried to remind Rabbi Eliezer of what he had forgotten. Asks the Gemara of a name le'ba'ade. Why behedya? Why doesn't he tell him straight? Rabbi Eliezer, you've forgotten your learning, and you taught us that Hazor is not doicha Shabbos. And therefore, since you yourself taught us Hazor is not Deicha Shabbos, the other Drabonans would also not be Deicha Shabbos. Answers the Gemara, Sovar Lav Erech Ara. Rabbi Akiva, he felt it was not appropriate, it wasn't Derech Eretz to tell his Rebbe, and it would make his Rebbe disheartened if he just was told, you've forgotten your learning. But indeed, Rabbi Akiva heard from Rabbi Eliezer himself that Hazor is not Deicha Shabbos. And to the same effect, when Rabbi Akiva tried to impress on Rabbi Eliezer by saying, let's say the other way around, that Hazor is not Deicha Shabbos, and maybe even Shechita is not Deicha Shabbos, he said that just in order to try and help Rabbi Eliezer remember that indeed Hazor is not Deicha Shabbos, not to try and entertain the idea that Shechita is not Deicha Shabbos. But it didn't work, and Rabbi Eliezer didn't take it so well, and he said to Rabbi Akiva, you've uprooted something. It says in the Torah, of course, Shechita is mutter on Shabbos, and Rabbi Eliezer stuck with his, that Hazor is mutter. But we know, Rabbi Akiva heard from Rabbi Eliezer, that Hazor is osur on Shabbos. V'Hazor mai tam alo dachya Shabbos. Why is Hazor never doicha Shabbos? What's the issue with sprinkling on somebody? Nothing to do with Pesach. Maybe even for Truma, sprinkle on him on Shabbos. What's the problem? Mechta tiltel ba'almahu, Titcha Shabbos Mishum Pesach. The Gemara is asking here that at least for Pesach it should be mutter, because what's the issue? It's only an is of moving, of mukta maybe. Mukta is only also midrabanon. And of course you should be able to do that in order to allow this person to do the Korban Pesach. Omar Rabbi said no. We never let a person get sprinkled on Shabbos, Gezeiro Shemo Yitaleno, he might take this water with the ashes. V'yavreno arba amos b'Rishus HaRabim, he's going to take it 4 amos in the Rishus HaRabim in order to ask a question or whatever it is, since allowing him to sprinkle on Shabbos may cause him to travel, to take, go with it in Rishus HaRabim. We don't want to take that risk. Asks the Gemara, okay, so we can understand, according to Rabbi Akiva himself and Rabbi Yeshua and all those who say that there are certain things which stay osur on Shabbos, even for the sake of Korban Pesach. But according to Rabbi Eliezer himself, who says that any mitzvah which is Doicha Shabbos, like Mila and Pesach, all the Drabonons with it, and even Doiraisis, you're allowed to transgress in order to do those mitzvahs, even if he could have done these malachas before Shabbos. Navrinon, according to Abeliezer, if you have to go into the Rosh HaRabim in order to do this Hazar, then go into the Rosh HaRabim and do the Hazar. Abeliezer doesn't have a problem with that. He says that even machshirei mitzvah, even those which are awesome in the Torah, are doicha Shabbos. The Ha'omer Rabbi Eliezer machshirei mitzvah doicha nesa Shabbos. Omri, so they answered no. Hani mili heicha de gavra gufei chazi. The Gemara is introducing to us a new concept, which is going to be discussed a little bit now. There's a difference to whether the person is fit for doing the mitzvah, and if he's fit for doing the mitzvah, and it's incumbent upon him to make sure to carry out the mitzvah, then according to Rabbi Eliezer, you can do everything it takes to do the mitzvah. V'romich yuvalei, he's got a requirement to do this mitzvah, then you can transgress whatever you need to transgress in order to do the mitzvah. Aval hocha, but over here, in the case where the person is tomei, the gavra gufei leichazi, a tomei person is not fit to do the korban pesach. And since he's not fit to do the korban pesach, loiramich yuvalei, there's no requirement on him to go out of his way to do the korban pesach. And since there's no requirement for him to go out of his way and do the korban pesach, then there's no reason in the world that we should allow him to override even an Issa Drabonon of sprinkling of Hazar. However, take the Drabonons in our Mishnah, where you've got a person who's completely, everything's okay with him. He's able to do the Korban Pesach, and he's required to do the Korban Pesach, but his Korban Pesach seems to be far away. He needs to bring it from outside the Tchum. He needs to remove the wart. He needs to bring it through Rosh HaRabim. Those things Rabbi Eliezer says, since you are a person that is fit to do this mitzvah and you have to do the mitzvah, you can override those Yisurim. A Tomei person, you're not fit to do a mitzvah. A Tomei person can't eat the Korban Pesach. You can't eat the Korban Pesach. You can't bring the Korban Pesach. So it's not incumbent upon you to do it. So why should we do Hazor and override an Issa of Shabbos? Omar Rabba makes an interesting observation. He says that Ledivir Rabbi Eliezer, according to the way we just explained Rabbi Eliezer, that there's a difference between a type of a person who's fit to do this mitzvah, that he can override any surim in order to do a mitzvah, providing it's a mitzvah that overrides Shabbos, but a person who's not fit to do the mitzvah and is not required to do this mitzvah because he's unfit, then he's not allowed to do any isurim to make him fit to do the mitzvah. It turns out that we know that bris mila is doich el Shabbos. We learned that in Maseches Shabbos, that you're allowed to do the bris mila, even though it's osa to do such an activity on Shabbos otherwise, for the sake of bris mila, it's mutter. So if so, cotton bori, a healthy child, an 8-day-old child who's healthy, he doesn't need to be bathed in hot water in order to make him fit and well enough that it should be safe to do the bris mila. For such a type of child, mechammin loichammin lehavroisoi, you're allowed to heat up water in order to heal him, in order to keep him strong and healthy, and ulumoyle b'shabbos, and you're allowed to do the bris mila on this child. Since he is intrinsically a healthy child, then he's fit for bris mila. He's fit for bris mila. You can even heat up water, which is otherwise a melacha min haTorah. You're allowed to heat it up in order to keep him healthy and strong. Ulumoyle b'shabbos. Dehachozile, because he's fit for the mitzvah of mila. However, cotton choile, a child who's too weak to do Korban Pesach, an 8-day-old child is too weak to do the bris mila on him, and he's only going to be well enough to do the bris mila, providing that you warm him up and you bathe him in hot water, in warm water, that the cotton choila ain mechammin loichammin lavroisei ulemoilei. Then you're not allowed to, since at this point he's too sick to do the bris mila, and since he's not fit for the bris mila, then he cannot do the bris mila. It's not incumbent upon him to do the bris mila. He's sick. And therefore, we do not override Shabbos to heat up the water in order to make him fit for the bris mila. That was Rabba's observation. He's not fit in this state. When he's sick, he's not fit to do the bris mila. Omar Rava. Rava commented on this, and Rava said, there's something I'm not getting here. I don't understand. If this child that you're talking about is well and healthy, and even without heating up water, you can do the bris milah, then why would you want to heat up the hot water? It's Chilul Shabbos. You don't need the hot water to do the bris milah. So Rava says, I don't understand what's going on. Elo Omar Rava, hakil choylin hein etzel milah. Any child is considered sick and considered not fit regarding bris milah, and every child needs the hot water in order to be able to, that it should be safe to do the bris milah. Echad katan bori ve'echad katan chole, irrespective of whether he's a healthier child or a less healthy child. Ein mechammin leichammin lavroisei lemulei b'shabbos. If it comes to Shabbos and you don't have hot water, since every single child is not fit without hot water, he's not fit to do the to do the bris milah, and since he's not fit to do the bris milah, it's not incumbent upon you. You don't have to do the bris milah because he's not fit for that. He's not well enough, and this is every baby, and therefore you're not allowed to heat up the hot water for any child on Shabbos. The haloi chazi, and this is all according to our understanding before, that it's completely dependent on is he fit, is he not fit. No child is fit for bris milah, and therefore you're never allowed to heat up hot water on Shabbos for this child. If you have hot water heated up from before Shabbos, you can warm up the child, and if the child is warmed up and now he's ready for the bris milah, you can do the bris milah on Shabbos. But you're not allowed to do a melacha that will make him fit for the bris milah on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara, Eisve Abaya. Abaya is now asking a question on this idea that Rabbi said, and that we've just explained in the Gemara, that a person who is fit to do bris milah, a person who's fit to do Korban Pesach, only such a type of person is allowed to override the Isurim of Shabbos to do those mitzvahs. However, a person who's not fit is not allowed to override those Isurim in order to make himself fit. Eisve Abaya. Abaya is asking from a Braisa. It says in the Braisa, Oral Shaloi Mol Enoish Koros. An oral, if somebody on the Erev of Pesach, he hasn't done bris milah, and we know that an oral is not allowed to eat Korban Pesach, if he doesn't do bris milah in order to make sure that he can do the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, he's Chayev Koros. We know that anybody who doesn't eat the Korban Pesach is Chayev Koros. Divir Reb Eliezer. And this is from Reb Eliezer. Reb Eliezer says explicitly, and this is on Daf Tzadik Dalet Omed Beis, that even though even though the person himself at this point in time, it's Erev Pesach, is loy chazi, he's not fit to do the Korban Pesach because he's an oral, uktoni enish koros, and nonetheless he'll get koros, which means that it's incumbent upon him to make himself fit for Korban Pesach. That means what we said before, that a person who's not fit, who's loy chazi, then the consequence to that is that he's not required to make himself fit for the mitzvah. That's not true. An oral regarding Pesach is not fit, and nonetheless he's going to be punished for not making himself fit. It's a requirement to make himself fit. So how can you say that because this person is Tomei, he's not required to do Hazor, he's not required to sprinkle on himself because a Tomei cannot do the Korban Pesach, and therefore don't do the Korban Pesach? Why is that different to this Oral, who's going to get Chiyuv Koros if he doesn't make himself fit? Alma, Romi Chiyuv Alei, we see from this Braisa that there is a requirement that he makes himself fit. Omar Rabba, and Rabba's going to now explain to us an interesting idea. Kosova Rebeliezer holds as follows. Ein Sheikhatin Vizirkin al Tomei Sheretz. There's a discussion, and this is going to be a Gemara later on at length, that if a person who is either a Tumas Sheretz, he touched a Sheretz and he's Tomei, or it's the seventh day of being a Tomei Mace, and now he has to sprinkle, and on this day, on Erev Pesach himself, he's still Tomei. Even after he's done what he has to do, he's only allowed to eat the korbonos at night, irrespective of whether it's a Tumas Sheretz that went to the mikveh or a Tumas Meis that was sprinkled on and went to the mikveh. He's only allowed to eat the korban at night. And there's a question whether these type of people, are they allowed to? Do we shecht and sprinkle the blood of the Korban Pesach on their behalf or not? So Beliezer says, Ein sheichatin v'zorkin al tomei sheretz. That a single individual, a yachid, who's either tomei sheretz or the seventh day of Tumas Meis, we do not shech the korban pesach on his behalf, nor do we sprinkle the blood on his behalf, since even though at night he'll be able to eat the korban pesach, but since on erev pesach he's tomei, he's not. We ein sheichatin v'zorkin al tomei sheretz. And there's another rule. Kol she'ilu b'yachid nitche. The rule is that any time where a yachid, a single person, is sent to Pesach Sheni, for example, according to what we just said now, ein sheichtin v'zerkin al tomei sheretz, somebody who's tomei, as we said, then even though theoretically he should be able to eat the Korban Pesach at night, nonetheless, we do not shech the Korban Pesach for him. We say, you'll do this on Pesach Sheni. So the halacha is any case, any scenario where this yachid would be told to do the Pesach on Pesach Sheni, that b'yachid is nitche, is pushed off to Pesach Sheni, but tzibur, if everybody was in this situation, if most of Klal Yisrael were in this situation, of the betuma, then they would do the Korban Pesach betuma, and they would not have to do anything to become toher. They're allowed to do it in a tomei fashion. For example, if most of Klal Yisrael were tomei sheretz on Erev Pesach, or most of Klal Yisrael were on the seventh day from having touched a dead person, even though they could all become toher theoretically, but no, since if it's a yochid, ein sheichatim v'zorkin, the yochid is told to do it Pesach Sheni, so the tzibur, they do not have to go out of their way to become toher, so this person on the seventh day of Tumas Meis, if it's a tzibur, the tzibur are allowed to do the Korban Pesach b'tuma, and they do not have to do hazor, they do not need to sprinkle on themselves. And the rule is, v'chol milsa de'asya b'tzibur, isa b'yochid. Anything that a tzibur is mechuyev to do in order to bring the Korban Pesach, a yochid is mechuyev to do to bring the Korban Pesach. V'chol milsa de'leisa b'tzibur, anything that a tzibur is not mechuyev to do, for example, hazah on Yom HaShvi of a Tomei Meis, that the tzibur are not mechuyev. Why are they not mechuyev? As we said before, because a yochid is nidche, so the tzibur is of the betuma, and since a tzibur is not mechuyev to do the hazah in order to be able to do it betara, leisa b'yochid, then a yochid also it's not doicha Shabbos. It's not incumbent upon a yochid to do it, and he cannot. It doesn't override Shabbos. And Rashi explains, since Korban Pesach was given to all of Klal Yisrael together, if the tzibur are not required to do something, nor are the individuals. Since a tzibur is not required to do hazar to be able to bring the Korban Pesach betara on Erev Pesach, nor is a yochid required to do hazar, and since he's not required to do hazar, therefore, it's not doicha Shabbos. Arelus, however, in the case of oral, in the event that the whole tzibur would be arelim, omrinon luhu, we would say to the tzibur, kumu mohoilu nafshaychu vavidu pischa, that we would tell the tzibur, you have to go and do the Korban Pesach, do the bris milah in order to be able to do the Korban Pesach. And since the tzibur would be told, do milah in order to be able to do Korban Pesach, then the same it's a requirement on the yochid. Yochid nami omrinon lei kum mohoil v'avdi pesach. You have to do the milah in order to do the Korban Pesach. And if you don't do the Mila and the Korban Pesach, which you were required to do because a tzibur would be required to do that, then enish chorus, you're going to get chorus. However, regarding Tuma, regarding the Hazar on the Yom Shvi of Tumas Meis, the ikula tzibur tmeim ninu. If the whole tzibur would be tomei, loy medinon alayu, they're not required, we do not need to sprinkle on them in order to allow them to do the Korban Pesach. As we said before, any tumah which the yochid would be told to do on Pesach Sheni, for example, such a case, because ein sheichtin v'zorkin al tomei sheretz, or such a tomei, and the tzibur can do it lekatchila on Erev Pesach, ela of the betuma, they can do it betuma without the hazar, yochid nami potter. The yochid is also potter from going out of his way to become toher on Erev Pesach, and he cannot do it betuma, because the yochid can't do it betuma. But he's not Doichel Shabbos, because since a Tzibur doesn't need to do Azor, nor does the Yochid have to do Azor, and the Yochid will just do it, the Pesach on the Pesach Sheni. And that's how we've explained the seeming contradiction. That on the one hand, we say that an Oral who's not fit to do Korban Pesach is required to do the Korban Pesach, he's required to make himself fit by doing Mila. But Azor, we say, since now is a Tomei state, you're not required, you're not fit to do the Korban Pesach, you're not required to do Hazar. Not only are you not required to do Hazar, if it's Shabbos, you're not allowed to do Hazar. And because you're not required to do Hazar, how do we answer that contradiction? So Rabbi said that the answer is very straightforward. It depends on whether the Tzibur or Chayev. In the case of Arelim, we would, if most of the Tzibur were Arelim, we would force the Tzibur to become Mulim, to do the Bris Milah. If we force the Tzibur, we also force the Yochid. However, regarding Tumah, that we would not force the Tzibur to do Hazar, therefore, we do not force the Yochid. The Yochid is also not required to do Hazar, and therefore it does not override Shabbos. So if we were to summarize in one sentence, what's the answer of the Gemara? What's the difference between Hazar and Mila, that we do not do Hazar to make a person fit to do Korban Pesach, but we do Mila? The answer is very straightforward, that Tumah, anything to do with Tumah, a Tzibur would be Doicha, a Tzibur would override the Tumah, and they would do the Korban Pesach, even in a Tomei state. And since the Tzibur would do it, then a Yochid is not required to be in a Tahir state on that level, and he should just do the Pesach Sheni. However, Orla, where we know that Orla is not, there's no such thing as a Tzibur doing Orla. You can't bring a Korban Pesach Ba'arelus. It's only a din of Ish Ish Ki Etomi Lenefesh. What's unique about Tumah is that the Tzibur can override Tumah. They cannot override Arelus. Since a Tzibur cannot override Arelus, then they have to do the Mila. Since they have to do the Mila, the Yochid also has to do the Mila. Continues the Gemara. Omale Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua LeRava. Rav Huna asked Rava the following question, that you, Rava, said that anything which the Tzibur don't have to do, then the Yochid also doesn't have to do it. Vahari Pesach Sheini, take an average, any Pesach Sheini. Deleisa B'Tzibur, no Tzibur ever does Pesach Sheini. We saw that a Yochid is nitched to Pesach Sheini, not a Tzibur. V'asya b'Yochid, nonetheless, a Yochid is required to do Pesach Sheini. How can a Yochid be required to do Pesach Sheini if a Tzibur is not required to do a Pesach Sheini? Did you not say, kol milsa de leisa b'Tzibur, leisa b'Yochid? Why is it different to Hazar, where the Tzibur don't need to do Hazar, the Yochid doesn't need to do Hazar either? How can they do Pesach Sheini? Omar Lei says the Gemara, Rava answers, Shani Hosom de Ha'ovad Lei Tzibura Barishoin. It's incorrect to say the Tzibur don't do it. The Tzibur did Korban Pesach in the Pesach Rishoin. Since the Tzibur did Korban Pesach in the first Pesach, you Yochid have to do the Korban Pesach in the Pesach Sheini. However, regarding Hazar, the Tzibur didn't do Hazar in the Pesach Rishoin, so the Yochid also doesn't have to do Hazar, and therefore it's not Doicha Shabbos. Continues the Gemara, Meisvi. Yochel, we learnt in the Braisa, Yochel lo yehe enish chorus. We know that it says in the Pasuk that somebody who is Tomei or Derech Rechoika on the first Pesach, he can do Pesach Sheini. If you're not Tomei and you're not Derech Rechoika and you don't do the Pesach, you're Chayev chorus. I may have thought that when do you get the chorus? Elo Shahoya Tohir. Only if he was Tohir, and he was not far away from the Beis HaMikdash. In that case, then indeed he'll get Koros if he doesn't do Korban Pesach. They're mentioned explicitly in the Torah. An Oral, what happens if a person wasn't Oral on Erev Pesach, and he just didn't care enough to do the Bris Mila, or the Tomei Sheretz, or if he was a Tomei Sheretz on Erev Pesach, v'shar kol atmeim, or any other Tumah where he could have eaten the Korban Pesach at night? Minayin, how do you know that such a person, if he doesn't do everything he can to be able to eat the Korban Pesach, he's going to get Koros? Talmud Leimar, Vohoish. That since it says in the Pasuk, Vohoish ashehu toyer ubederech lohoyo, the extra word we learn from Vohoish, that anybody who could have and should have done the Korban Pesach and doesn't, even though he's not toyer and he's not close by, that means he was Tomei Sheretz or any other Tomei, or he was an Oral, he's going to get Koros. And now the Gemara explains, Midikom Mahadir, since we're looking for a posuk or some proof that there's a chiyuv of chorus, that for somebody who doesn't do the Korban Pesach, for three different cases, number one, oral, number two, Tomei Sheretz, and number three, Vashar Kolatmim. Midikom Mahadir at Tomei Sheretz, since we need a special posuk to tell us that somebody who was a Tomei Sheretz on Erev Pesach and didn't do what it took to bring the Korban Pesach, and his Chayev Chorus, that it must be that Kosovar ein sheichatin v'zorkin al Tomei Sheretz. It must be that we do not shecht the Korban Pesach for this Tomei Sheretz, and therefore, since we don't shecht on him, then he cannot do the Korban Pesach in this state. We need a posuk to say that he's Chayev Chorus if he doesn't do what it takes to make himself fit. Because in the event that we do shecht and be zayrik the dam for the sake of this Tomei Sheretz, I don't need another special posuk to say that if you don't shecht the Korban Pesach, that is going to be chayev koros. Hainu tohir. Even in his Tomei state, he's a Tomei Sheretz. He's in a Tomei state and he doesn't become tohir. But even in his Tomei state, you can send somebody in your name, according to the opinion that Sheichatin Vezorkin for a Tomei Sheretz, then send a Korban Pesach in your name. And regarding Shchitas HaPesach, he's exactly considered a Tohir, because we are Sheichat even for a Tomei Sheretz. He himself can't come into the Beis HaMikdosh, but he can send a Korban Pesach in his name. So from the very fact that we're looking for a posuk to say that even a Tomei Sheretz is Chayev Koros if he doesn't do what it takes to become fit, it must be Ein Sheichatin. It must be that we do not shecht for him. And therefore, he's not considered a Toyer. And he's not fit to do the Korban Pesach. And we need a special posuk to say that nonetheless, if you don't do what it takes to become Toyer, you're going to be Chayev Koros. Alma, you see from here, Afal Gavde Loichozi. Even though he is not fit to do the Korban Pesach, proof being we don't shecht the Korban Pesach for him. Nonetheless, chiyuv olei, it's a requirement upon him to do what it takes to become fit. Af al gav deleisa betzibur, even though Tumas Sheretz or the other Tumas, then a Yochid would do a Pesach Sheini, then a Tzibur can do it betumah. That means leisa betzibur, a tzibur would not be required to go out of their way to become tohir, and nonetheless isya beyochid. A yochid is mechuyev to become tohir, and if he doesn't, he's chayev koros, and if he's mechuyev to become tohir, then he should be allowed to be doicha Shabbos for this hazah. According to your rule that kol milsa de leisa betzibur leisa beyochid, how can he get koros? If the tzibur doesn't need to do it, nor does he, then you cannot give him koros. So this is a question which a question against the rules we said before. Elo Omar Rava's arguing entirely. And Rava says that indeed if you would hold that Ein Sheichatin Vezorkin on a Tomei Sheretz, of course, even though a Tzibur is allowed to do it betuma and they do not need to do Hazar, this Yochid, he's mechuyev to do Hazar, and even on Shabbos it would be Deicha Shabbos according to Rabbi Eliezer. However, Rava holds Kosova Rabbi Eliezer. He says that Rabbi Eliezer holds that Sheichatin v'zorkin al Tomei Sheretz, not Ein Sheichatin, no. Sheichatin v'zorkin al Tomei Sheretz, v'hu adin the Tomei meis b'shvi sheloi. He says that on a regular year, one would do Shechita and send a Korban Pesach on behalf of somebody who's Tomei, and the person would then make himself Tohir that day, and he would be able to eat the Korban Pesach at night. If so, why over here did Rabbi Eliezer say that if Erev Pesach is Shabbos, you don't do Hazar? He's going to explain. Hazar lemai, since the Shechita and the Zrika doesn't need Hazar, because you're Sheichet even for somebody who's Tomei. So why do you need the Hazar? What's going to help him to be Toyer? La'achila, just in order for him to be able to eat it at night, to be able to eat the Korban Pesach. You can't eat the Korban Pesach betuma. Achilas psachim loy ma'akva. Since Achilas Psochim is not Ma'akiv, as long as you did a Shechita and a Zrika on behalf on your name, you're Yoytza the Korban Pesach, even if you don't eat. Omele Rav Ada bar Abba l'Rava, Rav Ada asked Rava, Im kein nimtza Pesach nishchat shaloi la'ichlov. If you shech the Korban Pesach for this person who's a sheretz, and you're not allowing him, or this person who's a Tomei Meis b'yem Shvi on Shabbos, and you're not allowing him to do Hazar, which means he's not going to be able to eat it at night, that means you shechted the Korban Pesach for somebody who cannot eat it. That's a psul of shaloi la'ichlov. Omer Lei, Rava answered back, Shaloi la'oichlov, when do we say there's a psul of Shaloi la'oichlov? It's l'choyla or l'zokin. That's somebody who cannot eat because he's too sick or too old. The lo'ichozi is not fit to eat. Aval hai, but this person, merzechozi, he could really eat. Tikunu de lo'imitakin. He just didn't manage to fix himself to practically be allowed to eat. But it's not as if he's a type of person who cannot eat. And therefore, it's not considered Shaloi la'oichlov. Continues the Gemara. Klal Omar Rabbi Akiva. The last statement in the Mishnah that we saw in Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph, the Rabbi Akiva said as a klal, that any melacha that you could have done before Shabbos, Einu Deicha Shabbos. Shchita, the Shchita HaPesach, which you have to do on Erev Pesach, then it's Deicha Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, it was said in the name of Rav, Halacha K'Rabbi Akiva, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. Utnan Nami, a very similar thing we had in Maseches Shabbos, Gabe Mila, regarding being Doicha, is Mila is Doicha Shabbos. We know that you're allowed to do Bris Mila on Shabbos. Ki Hai Gavna, we had the same Machleikas that Rabbi Eliezer says you can do Machshirei Mitzvah, anything you need in order to be able to do the Bris Mila is also Doicha Shabbos. Nechachomim said no, anything that you could have and should have done before Shabbos is not Doicha Shabbos. And there again, we said, Klal Omer Bakiva kol malocha she'efshe la'asoyso me'erev Shabbos, einay doiches ha'Shabbos. Any malocha that could have been done before Shabbos does not override Shabbos. Mila, but doing the bris mila itself, which can only be done on the eighth day, she'efshe la'asoyso me'erev Shabbos, you cannot do it before Shabbos, doiches ha'Shabbos, it overrides Shabbos, you can do the bris mila. And there again, Omer Yudom HaRav, Rav again said, halocha k'Rabbi Akiva. And the question is, why did Rav have to tell us twice, halochas like Rabbi Akiva, also regarding Korban Pesach, also regarding bris mila? Says the Gemara Otzricha, because each one of these has a reason that it should be Doicha Shabbos even more than the other. And I may have thought that in any one of them, even though in one of them, if you could have done the Melochas before Shabbos, it's not Doicha Shabbos, maybe the other one it is Doicha Shabbos because it's got that Chumrah. And therefore we have to say in both that they're not Doicha Shabbos. What's the Chumrah of each? Otzricha. Diyesh min on Gabe Pesach, if it would only say here regarding Korban Pesach that those things that could have been done before Shabbos are not Doicha Shabbos, Hosam hu dehu machshire, hu de machshire mitzvah loy dachu Shabbos, mishum de loy nichrusu aleo yud gimel brisos. Only regarding Korban Pesach, where it doesn't say 13 times that it's bris, there were not 13 covenants that were made with Korban Pesach, that's why those malachas that could have been done before Shabbos are not Doicha Shabbos. Avol mila, but I may have thought that regarding mitzvahs bris mila, the Nichrus Oleo Shleishes Rebrisois, in the parasha of Bris Mila, it says 13 times that there was a covenant. I may have thought over there, we agree that the halacha is that even those things that could have been done before Shabbos are Doicha Shabbos. Eimelitchi, I may have thought they override Shabbos. And therefore, we need Rav to say, no, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, that it does not override Shabbos. V'yesh min on Mila, and if you would only say it by Mila, maybe only there machshir mitzvah are not doicha Shabbos deleka chorus, because if you don't do bris mila on that on the eighth day and you do it on the ninth day, for example, the person won't be chayev chorus. However, avol pesach korban pesach, if you don't bring korban pesach on erev pesach and you miss it, you chayev chorus deika chorus ein belitcha. I may have thought that even those things that could have been done before Shabbos override Shabbos. Tzricha, that's why we need to say that even here the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, that anything that could have been done before Shabbos does not override Shabbos. And in Yirtzeh Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.